Sometimes, Brandon. How you doing? We have an excellent guest today. Health to the rescue, Brandon Lee, Dr. Brandon Lee. So what's going on, brother? How you doing?
Hey, sir. Well, it's an honor to be here. Thank you.
We were just talking about some previous guests on my podcast and other podcasts, and I'm just glad to have you on, man. It's really cool.
Yeah. You know, you replayed your Jack Carr interview recently. And you were, I think, what was the term you used? A fanboy a little bit?
Yeah.
Well, I went back and re-listened to when you had Nick McKinley on from Deliver Fund. And I'm a fanboy for that guy. Like the work they're doing is so cool.
Yeah. You know, I am so happy to be partnered up with them and with your products and stuff like that. It's really cool to have good support to the show and not just have, like, you know, taking money wherever it comes just so I could do it. I really do appreciate the support from Deliver Fund and from Health to the Rescue. But Deliver Fund really is doing a ton of really good work, man. And that's kind of how you and I linked up together, is because you saw my shows with those guys and you were like, hey, why don't we partner up with the Protectors podcast and with Fighting Human Trafficking?
Yeah.
And I was like, vitamins and human trafficking, how does that go in? So how did you get involved with why support organizations that fight human trafficking?
You know, that's it's such a good question. So, so the origin story is in 2015, I had my world just rocked when I went to a conference about human trafficking. And the truth is, I was standing in Starbucks waiting for a latte, and there was a flyer on the bulletin board about a conference that this church was going to hold about human trafficking. And I thought, okay, I should go to that, right? What I thought I was going to learn was how to identify the creepy child molester van and how to keep my kids away from it, right? Because my impression of human trafficking, like a lot of people, was what I saw in the movie Taken. And so lo and behold, I go to this conference, and it's basically speaker after speaker who, you know, it's people who have started nonprofits that are fighting human trafficking, people who are in the trenches fighting human trafficking, survivors of human trafficking, and the stories that they told and the information that I learned just blew my mind. And, you know, I'm a believer, and I've really felt like God spoke to me when I was sitting in there at that chair, and I kind of had this impression that, like, I could spend the rest of my life fighting this evil that is human trafficking. And but what I ran into is the reality is, I mean, I'm just a normal everyday dude. I have a chiropractic practice. I have a family. And I kind of felt like, well, what could I really do that's going to make a difference? And I even said to someone, it's like, you know, I could be the most successful chiropractor in my town and still not make enough money to really give as much as I want to fight human trafficking, because there's all these organizations that are making a difference, but they all need money. And
you do mention there are a lot of organizations out there. And that's why I always tell people, I'm like, look, I'm not going to tell you who to support. I'm going to kind of shine a light on them, but you also have to vet these organizations by yourself. I could tell you how much I support Deliver Fund, but there are other organizations out there, and you know this as well, but you might not have known it when you first started, that are quote unquote the vigilante types, the ones that are like, hey, you know what? We're going to go out there. We're going to be knocking on doors. You know, that's law enforcement's objective. Yeah. That is law enforcement that does that. And someone that's been in law enforcement for 22 plus years now, I know that if you're really going to put a dent into human trafficking, that for one, you have to support law enforcement, and two, you have to get involved in your own communities.
Yeah.
You know, there are so much that, like you said, you went to a conference and you had no idea. Everybody thinks that human trafficking is Taken. They think there's a van driving around, and kids are getting kidnapped every day.
It does.
But for human trafficking, 9 times out of 10, it's not.
Yeah.
And the problem is most people think of human trafficking as that. And a lot of it has to do with, you know, the internet and grooming victims and bringing victims into the world. And before they know it, a child, a teen is getting trafficked. And that's, yeah. I really hate that word human trafficking, because traffic has so much to do with everything. Like, you traffic narcotics, you traffic this, you traffic, you know, anything. Yeah. But I like what it, you know, I had someone from Deliver Fun on, Kara, the Huntress. Yeah. And she said, you know what it is? It's industrialized rape. And that's what it is. People are bringing people into this world to take advantage of them and sell them. It has nothing to do with, you know, the kidnapping and stuff like that. But it's just crazy. And that you took your company, your business, your livelihood, part of your livelihood, and you said, hey, I'm going to sell supplements. And yeah. every supplement I sell, I'm going to give $5 towards an organization that's fighting human trafficking. I commend you on that. A lot of people don't really, they're like, okay, profit driven first. And when you're talking about a bottle of, you're not talking about a huge profit. When you're taking $5 off of each bottle to do that, that's actually a pretty big dent into your profit margin.
It's most of it, actually.
Yeah, I'm sure. So how did you get, where did Health to the Rescue come from? And, you know, I take my vitamin D. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Good.
But where did Health to the Rescue come from?
Well, okay. So I don't know if all your listeners are familiar with Tom's Shoes, but yeah. they are the mm-hmm. company that you buy a pair of their shoes and then they give a pair of shoes to a child in need somewhere in the world. And about 5 years ago, I read the biography of the founder of that company. And that was another life-changing moment for me, because I was just so impressed on how we're using business, right? The sale of an everyday commodity like shoes. Everyone needs shoes, right? Mm-hmm. And so they were using the sale of shoes to fund charitable works. And I thought, that is so cool, because they're not asking people to donate money. They're just asking people to buy shoes, and people already buy shoes. And so I started trying to get the gears turning, trying to brainstorm, okay, what kind of business could I start, right? What would something be that I'm passionate about? I knew that I'm passionate about fighting human trafficking, but I'm not passionate about shoes, so I wouldn't start a shoe company. And then one day it dawned on me, there was already a product that I was selling that I was passionate about. You know, as a chiropractor, I've been selling supplements out of my office for over a decade. And I thought, oh my gosh, what if I could take the proceeds from a bottle of, you know, vitamin D, for example, and use that to fund, you know, fighting human trafficking. And so that's how this idea was born. I quickly realized that selling a handful of bottles every month to my patients was not going to move the needle in fighting human trafficking. And so then I ventured down this path of building a national brand. And now we ship vitamin D and magnesium. We ship it all across this country. We have customers in California, Texas, Montana, North Dakota. It's pretty cool. We've got this company and we're shipping vitamin D all across the U.S. and we have repeat customers. What I find is that once people hear the mission and they try the product, they become repeat customers. And so, that's
well, here's the other thing too. And when you told me it was made in the USA, that's big for me, because I buy a lot of crap off of Amazon and I'm trying to get away from that. Because you don't know what you're getting. You absolutely have no idea what you're getting. If you're ordering vitamin D off of Amazon, you have zero idea what you're getting.
Now, I do have Vitamin D to the Rescue on Amazon. So if you order that one product, you will know
what you're getting. Yeah, but when you're looking at some of these shady things, okay, if you're selling Vitamin D to the Rescue on Amazon, it's going to say made in the USA.
Yes.
But when you're ordering this other stuff, it doesn't really state that specifically. And who knows where it's coming from.
That's true.
It could take a shipping container. Next thing you know, it has like Chinese markings on it. Like sometimes you're like, wow, why did that take so long to get here? And I'm like, well, it was on a boat.
Yeah.
So you started doing this, and how did you reach? So you're not making this product in your back room or anything. So who did you partner up with for that?
Yeah. Well, so, as a healthcare provider, I am pretty passionate about the quality of the product, right? I knew that this would have to be high quality, something that, my kids take this product, my family takes this. And so fortunately, because of my background as a healthcare provider, I have access to some of the manufacturers, that typically you can only get to through healthcare practitioners. And so the way I like to describe in terms of quality, just like a quick story is, you know, there is the Walmart brand. You can go and buy the cheap stuff that's like, you know, $5 for a whole bucket. But the reality is you don't know what you're getting. Just like you were just saying, you don't know the quality. And then there reaches a certain kind of tier of quality where healthcare practitioners kind of rely on that, because when they tell their patients to go and take that product, they actually expect that when they retest their blood levels, you know, after a certain amount of time taking the product, it will actually make a difference. And so, and personally, I use myself as a guinea pig all the time. I test my blood levels with vitamin D, for example, and I know that this actually raises blood levels. And so, you know, if you just rely on the really discount cheap, you know, no offense to Walmart, but Walmart brand vitamin D, you don't really know if it's actually making a difference. Whereas, you know, we really focus on quality. We focus on USA and actually, you know, a product that's going to make a difference.
Vitamin D is huge. And, you know, I've been taking your product for, geez, months now. And I got the crud. I got the COVID. Probably have to put a COVID label on there now. But I got that in January. Okay. And granted, it might have been Omicron or whatever, but I guarantee you my symptoms and everything else weren't hit hard because I've been taking 2 vitamin D every day. I love my vitamin D. Good. And I think it really does make a huge effect on my body. And I've noticed it, you know, because when did we start linking up? Probably last September is when I got it.
I think so.
So it's been about a good 6-7 months now. And I really do feel a lot different when it comes to like, and me, I'm one of those guys who needs sun, and I don't get enough sun because it's the winter, and I could completely tell the difference when I have sun and when I don't. And you really do need vitamin D. So what's the positives of vitamin D?
Well, I'll tell you what, one silver lining of this whole pandemic that we've been dealing with for over 2 years now is that the general population understands the importance of vitamin D for their immune system more than they ever have. So there has been research coming out for decades about vitamin D and its ability to help strengthen the immune system and protect from viral respiratory infections. For example, the flu, the common cold. And so, you know, every researcher, every doctor who pays attention to this kind of stuff, when the pandemic started 2 years ago, they all predicted that vitamin D would be important for protecting themselves from this new, you know, COVID virus that was emerging. And man, over the past 2 years, they've just been proven right. There's study after study that says that people who have adequate vitamin D levels are more resistant to the virus. And if they do get sick, they're not going to suffer nearly as much. And I could bore you with a bunch of stats, but it is incredible how really the people who tend to suffer the most or tragically lose their lives to COVID, they almost all are deficient in vitamin D.
It's true. I mean, you really do need vitamins. You do need supplements. You're not getting it enough. And unless you're like really chiming down and cooking the right meals every day, you're definitely not getting enough vitamins. Now, how does magnesium fit into this whole scenario?
Well, good question. So as a healthcare professional, my philosophy is that you should be striving to get the nutrients your body needs from a healthy diet. And so we really focus on the things that are hardest to get from food. And so there are very few food sources of vitamin D. Unless you're eating cod liver oil for every meal, you're probably not getting enough. You know, it's really, we're designed to get vitamin D from the sun. And unfortunately, the stats show that probably 90% of adult Americans are low or below optimal in their vitamin D level. And the reality is, you know, we all, even though we're supposed to be outside in the sun, we all sit underneath fluorescent lights, we're indoors all day. Very few people actually spend enough time outside in the sun to get enough vitamin D. And so it's this supplement, it's this nutrient that you're supposed to get for free from the sun, but the reality is 90% of adult Americans are low. I have a personal theory that inflammation depletes the vitamin D that we get from the sun. We don't have any science yet to back that. The research hasn't been done, but I think that in time we'll discover there's a relationship between inflammation from sugar and stress. You know, we're the most stressed out country on the planet, I think, and stress and inflammation, they tend to deplete those natural stores that we have.
I like it, man. And I like, and, you know, this whole scenario is really good. The fact that you're giving the money to human trafficking, the fact that you actually believe in vitamin D, you know, fine. A lot of people want to come up with some like crazy supplements, like, oh, you know what? You're going to get 9,000 grams of protein if you drink this one shake in the morning. Yeah. Or, you know, if you, you know, fast, plus you have this like orange, green, whatever shake, you're going to be fine. You're going to lose 100 pounds. But getting down to the basics of vitamin D is incredible. And I love vitamin D. And that's why we're doing a whole podcast on essentially vitamin D and fighting human trafficking, two things I'm really passionate about.
Well, and, you know, you mentioned right from the beginning, you're like, well, how do these things connect together? And the reality is they don't, right? I know that human trafficking has nothing to do with vitamin D. And so, but I consider it a dual mission. Like, who's to say that we can't sell a supplement and then use the proceeds to fight human trafficking, right? Mm-hmm. Actually, just today, I was scrolling through Instagram and I saw this sock company that whenever you buy a pair of their socks, they give money to help like save trees and save the forests. And I thought, well, socks have nothing to do with trees, right? And they don't. Yeah. But who cares? You can put the two together. And
you
so
can do something.
I consider it a dual mission. You know, I really believe in the products. I really believe that if every American was taking vitamin D, their health would be better, right? So that's half of the mission. And then I really feel that human trafficking is evil and that it needs to be ended. I think we need to be fighting this, you know, nonpartisan. I think our whole country should be united in fighting this evil of human trafficking. And it's like I said, there are some great organizations like Deliver Fund that are making a big difference, but they need money. And it's like, you know, we're not asking people to donate money. We're just asking people that are already taking vitamin D to buy our vitamin D because it's high quality and we're going to give the proceeds to fight human trafficking.
Well, you know, you made a good point there, and you're not making a ton of proceeds off of this. Believe me, I know. Especially, you know, with everything going on now, people, would they rather spend $25 on Amazon and get some weird Chinese knockoff, or would they rather spend $25 or $20 off of you and get something that's made in the USA? And without sounding like a big commercial, I think you brought up a good point that it is a nonpartisan thing to look at human trafficking. But the problem with human trafficking is it's a dirty world.
Oh my gosh.
And it doesn't affect a lot of, you know, it's not really directly affecting a lot of people who spend a lot of money or who in the public eye or anything like that. It affects a lot of the underclass. I shouldn't say underclass because they're not everybody. We're all the class the same, but a lot of the people that don't have lower economic situations, and they're getting trafficked, man, and they're getting sold, and people are using them and raping them and raping them from and using money. It's just everything about human trafficking is dirty.
Yeah.
And that's why it's not getting enough traction. And I think the more you do stuff, the more you support organizations, the more you yourself and me and everybody else gets involved at the local level and at the national level, if you have the opportunity. But get involved, you know?
Well, I'll tell you a personal story is I in my county, I'm in South Carolina, and in my county, I am on the board for the first and only nonprofit that actually addresses human trafficking right here in my county. And, you know, on a couple of things about that is one, I'm learning firsthand how hard it is to get a nonprofit to be functional. We recently lost our executive director and we lost some board members, and it's like, it's really hard to make a nonprofit run. And so I'm learning that, but also here in South Carolina, our Attorney General, Alan Wilson, has an anti-human trafficking task force. And so I've had an opportunity to go to some of those meetings. And I mean, just the level of complexity, right? Like when you start getting into the legal system, you would know a lot more about this than I would, but just, you know, the laws and the courtrooms and here this, you know, innocent child could be a victim of trafficking, yet they have to battle the legal system. And sometimes they have to testify in front of their traffickers. And it is really complex.
And that's the other thing is victim resources out there, man. That is why if you get involved like you at your local level, you can find victim resources, because who's going to come forward if they're going to end up back on the street?
Yeah.
With nowhere to live, with no survival. So yeah. I just,
well, and yeah, when one of the things, yeah, you know, we, there's so much, there's so many complexities and so many aspects to this, but just to know that, like, you know, think about this poor, you know, girl, for example, you know, as an example, this poor girl who has been through the foster system, mm-hmm. and her life, it's hard to imagine that there are teenagers out there that their life is so bad that being trafficked is a step up, right? Yeah. But that happens every single day.
Every day, everywhere, every hour. Yeah. Someone is on a phone right now trying to, you know, entice victims into the world of trafficking every single day, every hour, every minute. And I really appreciate everything you're doing to raise awareness about this, brother. And thanks. I appreciate all you're doing, man. Definitely.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate your support.
So where can we find you at?
Well, I would suggest go to our website, healthtotherescue.com. We're on Facebook, at Health to the Rescue. On Instagram, we're at Vitamin D to the Rescue. I haven't updated that name yet, but that's our number one product is Vitamin D. And so we're on, yeah, check us out on Instagram, check us out on Facebook, go to our website. You can sign up for our email, check out our blog. I write articles all the time about vitamin D and vitamin D levels, immune system. Yeah, that's where we're at.
Well, Brandon, I appreciate you coming on the show and I appreciate all you're doing, man.
Absolutely. It's an honor to be here. 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 To be here.